welcome to ACRL Podcast. My name is David Free, Editor-in-Chief of College and Research Libraries News. ACRL has released a new resource titled Value of Academic Libraries, Comprehensive Research, Review, and Report, developed for the association by Megan Oakleaf of the iSchool at Syracuse University. The report reviews the quantitative and qualitative literature, methodologies, and best practices currently in place for demonstrating the value of academic libraries. I'm joined today by Megan Oakleaf and 2010-2011 ACRL President Lisa Hinchliffe of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and we're going to talk a little bit about this valuable new resource. Thanks a lot for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk with me today, Lisa and Megan.
Happily.
Happy to do so.
I guess to start off, Lisa, can you give us a little bit of background on the project? Why did ACRL decide to take this project on and commission the research report on the value of academic libraries?
Sure, David. ACRL and the Board of Directors have been examining and thinking about the future of academic libraries, well, really, I think, as far as ACRL has existed. And in the past few years, we've really been looking at how institutions are increasingly asking librarians to demonstrate the value of academic libraries and some pressures for return on investment understanding. And one of the things that we realized being the association is that as an association, we could take on this task at a level that would really help provide a framework for the profession so that we could see what the literature is that we have access to that's already been published so that we have a clear understanding of the research about the performance of academic libraries, what we already know. But the other thing that we could do as an association through this project is identify where the gaps exist in our knowledge. I think we all know that academic libraries have value for our institutions. The question is, do we have the data and the evidence that allows us to articulate this for our institutions, our state policymakers, any others who might be making decisions, and be able to really demonstrate that in a compelling way? I think this research lets us see where we're at right now, as well as where we need to go in order to make clear the value that our libraries are adding to our institutional mission and goals.
Megan, can you talk a little bit about the process of producing the report? What did you find out about the current state of the literature on the value of academic libraries?
First, in terms of producing the report, that was a process that took place between roughly January 2010 and July 2010. It became really quickly evident that the net that needed to be cast to capture the literature, the published literature, the available resources on the topic was going to be wider than initially thought. Certainly there's a body of work about the value of academic libraries, but there's lots of relevant ideas that come from school, public, and special libraries, as well as because the focus of the research is on the value of libraries within the context of their institutions. I had to spread my scope wider and take in a lot of the literature of higher education assessment and evaluation and impact in general. The scope of what was being examined was really very broad. Part of the way I handled that massive volume of literature was by engaging a team of support researchers that could focus on some of the other areas of libraries. So I handled personally the search and analysis of academic library literature. I had a few other folks help me with the search of other types of literature, although I analyzed it all myself, including Patty Owen, who worked on school libraries, Leah Sopchak on public libraries, Anna Delstein and Tamika Barnes on special libraries. So I want to make sure to acknowledge their help in sorting through the literature. Now, when I say literature, I'm talking about published literature and certainly conference proceedings, although those are harder to get to because they're not necessarily indexed. But I also tried to encourage, when I was speaking through email, et cetera, folks from the membership, certainly the ACRL board, but others as well, to send me materials that they thought were relevant that perhaps aren't published yet. So I really tried to engage in conversations across the board and called some folks that I knew were sort of at a nexus of some projects that were not yet in the literature. It started out very analytical, and it sort of swung to organic and back and forth, as literature reviews are wont to do. I also would be negligent if I didn't acknowledge the advisory team that helped with the report. Certainly the ACRL board read multiple drafts and gave lots of great feedback. Deborah Gilchrist, George Koo, Martha Carrilladew, and Bruce Kingma also served in an official capacity, giving feedback on the report, and Joe Matthews and Steve Hiller also did so informally. So I'm definitely grateful to all of those folks in helping out. The current state of the literature on the value of academic libraries is really interesting. Certainly there is a massive amount of literature on input-output measures, satisfaction measures, service quality measures, but there's a lot less on outcomes, and there's even fewer publications on how libraries are valuable within an institutional context, so not for our own sake, but rather how we play a role in contributing to our institution's mission, vision, etc.
I think the other thing that Megan was able to do with her team of advisors was to really help us understand the data sets that exist in higher education, whether they're student survey data, library output and input measure data, and how we might think about those data as resources for how we demonstrate our value, so that some of the data that we're collecting or that our own institutions are collecting, maybe the library isn't collecting directly, but our institution is collecting, can be used and leveraged as part of a larger case for the value of the academic library at a given institution. So I think in addition to looking at the published literature and those projects that are ongoing, the other really valuable thing that this report allows us to see is data that exists that we've not been leveraging as well as we might. And so this report also points in the directions where we can use data that we have, but to use it in more effective ways.
That's really one of the themes that I think emerges from the report overall, is that one of the main strategies going forward needs to be to collaborate not just with other librarians, but across campus, across multiple campuses, to get access to the resources that already exist and use them in our toolkit of establishing and communicating our value.
In addition to providing an overview of current research and data sets and things like that, the report provides a number of next steps for demonstrating value. What are some of these steps, and how can libraries use the material in the report to advocate for their value on campus?
I think one of the most helpful first steps that practitioners might be able to take is to start with the checklist at the very tail end of the report. I added that checklist because I wanted people to have sort of I've read the report, now what do we do next? And so it's a checklist of things that may have already been accomplished at an individual institution, or if not, may need to be accomplished as a launching pad for continuing or getting started with the establishment of library value on a campus. There's also in the report, towards the end, a list of must-read resources. Certainly, most librarians don't have time to read all of the sources cited in the report, but I tried to isolate some that are just fantastic and what I believe should be on the professional shelf in any library, so that we can learn from each other and learn from the rest of higher ed and not reinvent the wheel. In terms of some of the specific recommendations that the report makes, I'll just take a few examples and talk about them briefly. I think that one of the very first things that any library needs to do is make sure that they have their outcomes defined. Now, that might be student learning outcomes, but it might be other types of outcomes as well. Hopefully, in the context, again, and I'm going to probably sound like a broken record, but in the context of institutional mission and goals. So what does the library do that the institution is interested in? Of course, student learning is one thing, but there's probably a lot of others, including faculty research, institutional prestige, and so on. The report isolates about 10 different areas. But I think until libraries have a sense of what it is they're trying to add value to, it's very hard to then demonstrate that you've added that value. So a clarity of thinking needs to be done there, and that can be done by defining the outcomes that the library is trying to achieve.
I think I'd also say that I think the other thing this report does, because of the way that we have asked Megan to structure it, is the reality that we're looking at how do libraries contribute to institutional outcomes also means that part of your next steps as a librarian using this document is a discussion with your campus leaders, your library advisory committee, to understand better than you do already what institutional outcomes the institution is most interested in the library impacting. It's not that we wouldn't be impacting all of these different outcomes at different institutions, but we know that institutions are different. And this is why ACRL is not coming out with a one-size-fits-all, everyone should do these three kinds of assessments to demonstrate their value, and is instead bringing out this framework for thinking about this in the context of your institutional outcomes. I think the fact that we're looking at this in the context of our institutional outcomes really needs to drive us then to a conversation with our institutional stakeholders. So I think what Megan has just said about setting up your library outcomes is absolutely correct. We just want to take it that step further and have the library not set those outcomes up in isolation from the rest of the campus or institution or one's advisory bodies, but to do that really in concert. And I mentioned how we had Megan structure the report. And the most important thing is, while we think librarians might be interested in all, 150 pages of this report, we thought that maybe campus administrators might not be quite prepared for that. And so we asked Megan to provide the executive summary of this report, which is kind of a tear-off, if you will, that you could share with your institutional leaders or your advisory board as a way of getting that discussion going, getting them a little bit educated about the issues that libraries face with respect to this topic, and be in a dialogue with your institutional stakeholders as you set those library outcomes so that one is sure that one is aligning oneself with those high priorities for one's institution.
Megan, can you talk about some of the things that libraries can then do, the next steps after you've gone through and set your outcomes for demonstrating value?
Sure. I just want to add on one thing to what Lisa said, which is that she's absolutely right, that this report does not provide a one solution or one answer to the question of demonstrating library value, articulating that value. It's definitely designed to provide lots of options because we know that libraries are so different, that institutions are so different. We didn't just want to have a solution that would best fit a community college or one that would best fit a liberal arts institution or one that would only fit a Research One institution, because we understand that they are so different. And even within those categories, the foci for each institution, as it should be, is going to be quite diverse. So some of the other recommendations, some are so specific and some are broader. So obviously there's a recommendation to promote and participate in professional development. I think that's true, and certainly we have great assessment and value professional development opportunities within the profession, like the ACRL Assessment Immersion or the Library Assessment Conference. But there are also other conferences that exist in higher ed overall that focus on assessment in a broader sense. So, for example, the National Assessment Institute is just one example of how, if libraries are presenting and communicating their value in those venues, that is one really good way to reach the people who are interested in libraries but are student support staff or academic faculty or administrators at the higher education level in general, not in libraries specifically. So that's a more broad recommendation. There are also examples of sort of brainstormed ideas that really came out of the content of the review. As an example, one more specific recommendation is to appoint liaison librarians to support senior institutional leadership and offices of assessment or institutional research. As I was reading through a lot of this literature and having conversations with different people, it emerged that some of the biggest decision makers on individual campuses are the very folks who do not have liaison librarians or connections to librarians that are really strong and rigorous. Another recommendation is to develop systems to collect data on individual library users, of course, while maintaining privacy of those users. In several conversations I've had over the past 6 months, and probably before that as well, people have asked, how can we show that the library, by providing a particular type of space, is contributing to student retention and graduation? Or how can we show that the library's website and the value-added content on the website, like LibGuides or other products, are really making an impact on faculty ability to teach well? And one of the problems with trying to answer those kinds of questions is that libraries don't generally maintain statistics on individuals. So you can't say, for example, at most institutions, that we know that if students attend 3 library instruction classes, that they are more likely to graduate with a higher GPA, or that students who take classes that have a greater integration of library information resources, perhaps no actual face-to-face contact with the librarian necessarily, but in their syllabus, there's more resources used from the library. We can't say that students that take more classes like that are more likely to get better jobs or higher salaries, because we don't keep that track of that kind of information. So I think that that's an interesting systems type question for the profession. Do we want to be able to say those kinds of things? Do we want to be able to say that this particular part of our services or resources is making a difference to students, faculty, or the larger community in a particular way? And if we want to be able to say that, then we need to have the data that would demonstrate that relationship between what we're doing and what the long-term impact is.
How do you think that librarians could kind of bridge that gap between the obvious concern for privacy and the need maybe to collect more of that type of material that we might see as somehow violating user privacy but is getting more and more necessary to articulate value in assessment things?
There's lots of practices that you can use from regular research. So partnering with practitioners or institutional researchers is a great way to get started with that. But by assigning unique identifiers, by getting data from registration and records or whatever it's called at a particular institution, they can de-identify the data so that you know what kind of student you're looking at or if the student attended library instruction sections and how many, but you don't have their personal information, their name, their social security number, that sort of thing. That may sound challenging, but in my experience as a librarian, before I came to Syracuse as a library science educator, I have some experience with calling up registration and saying, can you get me this kind of data? And the response usually was, well, we can't get it to you till tomorrow. Is that okay? Which I was always pleasantly surprised. I thought, oh, yeah, I didn't think I could get it in the first place. So it's amazing what you get when you ask for it.
I think the other thing we can remember is that a lot of what Megan just described would be more quantitative data, but many institutional cultures would respond better to a qualitative analysis of the situation. I think this goes back to being really careful and intentional about a dialogue with those decision makers, with those stakeholders, about what kind of evidence they're looking to see from the library. Because if they're looking to see a whole bunch of numbers and statistics and you deliver a qualitative analysis, there's going to be a cultural disconnect. On the other hand, if your campus tends to a qualitative kind of discursive analysis and you present all sorts of statistics, that's also going to be a disconnect. So I think this is also where it really comes back to understanding your institutional culture and what's looked at. This is really about putting librarians in a position of leadership on their campus and in a position to be co-defining with the campus what excellence and value means. And librarians and libraries will gain a lot just by coming to the table on this issue and not resisting it and not objecting to it, but instead engaging it. So we have an opportunity to proactively influence how our institutions think about value rather than being on the receiving end of a mandate and being in a reactive mode. So I think ACRL is often looking to position the profession in a leadership role and our individual librarians in a leadership role.
I want to tack on just two things to what Lisa's saying. First of all, I want to be very careful not to imply that the kind of value research that could be conducted in the future has to be also, thank you, Lisa, for that, of a statistical nature. One of my favorite quotes, and of course I'm not going to remember who to attribute it to, anyone can check out the report to see it, but one of my favorite quotes that I came across had to do with saying, if you want to establish library value, ask people how they use the library, what it enables them to do, and then write that down. And I thought, wow, it can be that simple. So I definitely don't want to imply that it's more difficult or more statistical or what have you than it can be. It can be very straightforward. And also just to tack on to what Lisa was saying about how we can help add value to the institution overall, I totally agree with that on an institutional level and just back in our own libraries, because of course all of this work to demonstrate value really isn't about looking valuable, it's about being valuable. And I think we get caught up in dotting I's and crossing T's and trying to make sure that we're filling out the right form, this, that, and the other, but it's really about finding out where we're doing well, celebrating that, finding out where we can do even better, and getting to work on making those improvements. So I don't want that to get lost. So that's for me, that's the key takeaway from the report.
You guys hit on a lot of things about the reaching outside the library and being the librarians and libraries being leaders and collaborating with other areas on campus and in higher ed in general. Do you think that the material in the report can help librarians jumpstart those types of conversations and become those types of leaders in assessment on campus that we've talked about?
For certain. At least I believe that that would be the case, because what it really brings us up to date on, if anyone who chooses to read the full report or even just the highlighted sections, the section on academic library specifically, the executive summary, what have you, will be up to date in what the library literature has to say on the issue. I sort of think of the report as being a sort of a quick study guide to catch up to date really, really quickly without all the pain and agony of getting all the resources in hand. And then also, I really did make an effort to make sure it was integrated into what's going on in higher ed overall. There's several movements afoot, the voluntary system accountability, the voluntary framework for accountability, UNILOA, all sorts of different projects going on, the AACNU Value Project. And I tried to integrate all of those so that folks would have a good idea of what's going on. And I certainly included literature from student affairs folks, from higher ed assessment in general, from academic departments, trying to make that crosswalk into having conversations with others as easy as possible.
One of the things we haven't talked about yet is how a library might digest this report, if you will, as its own organization. We've talked about going to campus. I think that I would really encourage and hope that what libraries would do is to share this report with all of their staff and their librarians, but then also have some internal, if you will, brown bags or discussions around what does this mean for us as a library? How do we understand this? What do we need to get up to speed? So that you're building that community within the library as well. I love the quote that it's not about looking valuable, it's about being valuable. And sometimes we forget that we actually know a lot and we have a lot of data. And some of this kind of discussion, even around this report, might just remind a particular library the things it already has and maybe just give them a new way of presenting that or some new insights on how to present that data. I think for those institutions where librarians have faculty status and have a requirement as part of that they have a scholarly life as well, this report also gives a framework for thinking about some of these questions and how they might be addressed through some sort of research project that is able to be articulated in the literature and shared more broadly to educate other people. So I think that's another element of what this might do for those LIS faculty who work in libraries, that they might see a research agenda for themselves. Just a little side note, there is another audience for this report, which is the LIS, the Library and Information School faculty community, like Megan and others, who might also see opportunities through this as a laid out research agenda that they might capitalize on to help facilitate some broader work that is not institutional specific, but maybe cross-institutional, multi-institutional, or helping further the framework around some of these questions, particularly related to the confidentiality and privacy issues that might help us build the theoretical frameworks we need in order to articulate some of these questions.
Lisa, following up on that, is ACRL looking to plan future initiatives or services around the report to keep the focus on the importance of researching and demonstrating value and further assist libraries and librarians and LIS faculty in going forward in this area?
Yes, absolutely. We're already discussing about ways that we can allocate resources to support some of this research, as well as opportunities to possibly leverage some grant applications to help facilitate this research across the profession. Megan and I will be speaking at a number of conferences in the next year, and actually just finished up another proposal, hoping to engage some of these questions not only in our own academic library community, but as I mentioned, with the LIS researchers and those in some allied fields related to in the higher education world will be presenting in some of those contexts as well. So I think that this is really the beginning of what will be a multi-year emphasis.
Any final thoughts from either of you about this excellent new resource?
I just hope everyone has as much fun reading it as I had writing it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much, both of you, for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk with me today.
Okay.
Our pleasure.
Megan Oakleaf is assistant professor in the iSchool at Syracuse University, and Lisa Hinchliffe is the 2010-2011 ACRL president. The full Value of Academic Libraries Comprehensive Research Review and Report, along with the executive summary mentioned in this podcast and a separate bibliography, is freely available on the ACRL website at www.acrl.ala.org/value. My name is David Free, and this has been an ACRL podcast.